Dealing is dealing. I'm Laurel Beck. The UAE on Sunday summoned Iran's charged affair in Abu Dhabi to protest threats by the Islamic Republic's president over the Emirati decision to normalize ties with Israel. This is what UAE official news agency WAM is reporting. The foreign ministry reportedly handed the Iranian official a strong note of protest against the threats contained in Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's recent speech regarding the UAE's sovereign decisions. Rouhani has said the UAE's decision to normalize ties with Israel was a big mistake and warned against opening the path of Israel to the region. UAE said Sunday that such rhetoric was unacceptable and inflammatory and had serious implications for security and stability in the Gulf region. The Israel-UAE deal, announced by U.S. President Donald Trump last Thursday, is only the third such accord Israel has struck with an Arab country, but it raises the prospect of similar deals with other pro-Western Gulf states. Under the deal, Israel pledged to suspend its planned annexation of West Bank territories, a concession welcomed by European and some pro-Western Arab governments as a boost for hopes of peace. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed Israel was not abandoning its plans to one day annex the Jordan Valley and Jewish settlements across the occupied West Bank. Meanwhile, telephone lines between the United Arab Emirates and Israel were open on Sunday, and a development that Israeli communications minister has hailed as important for normalizing ties between the two countries. It was not clear when exactly a block on telephone calls made from the UAE to Israel is lifted, but historically calls have not been possible. More Israeli news websites that were previously blocked in the UAE were able.